the Henderson County Sheriff's Office spoke to me earlier in the month with, I guess, very preliminary talks, very, very preliminary talk regarding the possible need for them to, I guess, look to an outside county to answer and dispatch their 911 calls. The talks are very preliminary. They shot me some figures of what they would be looking at, and I haven't at this point even had a chance to communicate that information to the proper people here, like the Emergency Telephone Services Board or the county board. It's very preliminary. Talks currently are only regarding the fees that they receive through the Emergency Telephone Systems Board, which is just a tax on the phone service providers, either landline phones or cell phones. That money would be controlled by their ETSB board. That sort of, at least in our county, it helps fund the telecommunicator salary, or at least a part of them, radio communications equipment, things that are necessary to operate the, you know, the 911 phone system. The money that they would, I guess, put into that, my understanding would be just from the fees collected through the services in their county, which, you know, aren't, just due to the low population, very substantial.